Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cattle industry water intake research. We're back on that today in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, Heather Buckmaster joins us today, just ahead of Labor Day, Heather, and it's time for the annual Beef Up the Blood Supply.
Yes, absolutely, Ron. On Friday, August 31st, from 9 to 4, the Oklahoma Beef Council is going to be hosting its annual Beef Up the Blood Supply Blood Drive with the Oklahoma Blood Institute. Donors who save lives on the Friday before Labor Day will enjoy a tailgate party at 9 statewide Oklahoma Blood Institute donor centers featuring all beef hot dogs, of course. Ron, it's important to know, it's such a critical event because donations always go down right before the holiday weekend. So this has always been a wonderful opportunity for the Oklahoma Beef Council through the Beef Checkoff to step up and help beef up the blood supply.
This partnership gives the Oklahoma Beef Council the opportunity to remind consumers beef is a good source of iron while helping support the life-saving efforts of the Oklahoma Blood Institute.
For more information or to schedule an appointment or to give blood, please visit obi.org.
And you can check out what's going on with the Oklahoma Beef Council by going to oklabeef.org. Dr. Megan Roth is a beef geneticist at Kansas State University in their animal science department. Before she went a couple of years ago to K-State, she was on staff at Oklahoma State University, and she's been involved at both institutions in a $1 million grant looking at water intake and how that might correlate back to the genetics of the animals that are drinking the water. Cattle producers know and understand that some beef cows need more water than others in order to be a productive part of their herd. And Dr. Roth is looking at ways to measure those differences, tie them back to the genetics of the mama cows that are involved, and perhaps one of these days come up with an EPD for what you might call water intake.
Yeah, hopefully someday there'll be water intake EPDs if producers are interested in collecting that type of data. So it looks like we could collect that data within the framework of existing feed intake trials. So the next key is, are there facilities that have the capability to collect that data, and are breed associations interested in taking that data and moving it into a national cattle evaluation? And so if breeders are interested in that, I'd encourage them to visit with their breed associations and see if that's something the association is interested in doing. And we'll continue analyzing on our data to look at what other traits might be important to consider along with water intake if we're to select for that type of trait.
Megan, I know you're several years into this project. You've pretty well finished collecting the data. Now you're actually analyzing, crunching the numbers, if you please, to come up with some conclusions, right?
Absolutely. So when I mentioned the rumen boluses before, one of the things that we hope to do is to develop a water demand tool. So we've already developed and released the National Cattle Comfort Advisor in collaboration with the Oklahoma Mesonet. And that's available at cattlecomfort.mesonet.us if producers are interested in heat stress in their cattle. And the other thing we want to really do to connect producers with this project is to develop a water demand tool where they might be able to go in and provide different characteristics on potentially the weather in their area, but particularly the characteristics of their herd, you know, the number of animals they have in the different classes, whether they're bulls, cows, growing animals, etc., and then be able to get an idea of how much water those animals might need over a specified time period. So if they're hauling water and really trying to manage animals and manage water resources during a drought, that they'll have access to some pretty accurate estimates of how much they might need available at any one time.
She's a beef geneticist at Kansas State University in their animal science department, formerly on staff in animal science at Oklahoma State, Dr. Megan Roth. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots. Sale catalogs and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.